I have a question. Tell me, what should be the titles? I don't know. I mean, I guess they don't agree with translating a good title for these kind of K-dramas. We have two titles. Yeah, we have two. The first one is Cool Guys Hot Ramen. What about Cool Hot Guys and Ramen? Oh, that would be a great title, but yeah. The other one is Flower Boy Ramen Shop. Okay. Now, if the title doesn't bite your curiosity, I don't know what else. It's a good Korean drama. It's very good. It's from 2011. I saw it, I believe, in 2013. And rewatching it again was nothing but beautiful perfection. Laughing so much. Good old memories. Yeah, but why the title is so confusing? Well, it's a slang, to be honest. Flower Boy is a Korean slang. I don't want to even say it. Say it. It is like Kotimanam. Whatever. It refers to a handsome, stylish, charming young man. So that's Flower Boy. Okay. So we have our main character, Shiso, who is Flower Boy. Got it. And then the ramen shop is that. I mean, the story centers around Eun. And she's a young woman who is trying to become a teacher, but she has a little financial problem.
Spoiler alert.
Stop. Now, yeah, she's having some problems, and she ends up working in this ramen shop. And you have to say it. No, I'm going to try to do spoiler free here. All right. But anyway, she ends up meeting...
She's actually the waiting man.
It's really funny. And stuff like this. It's only 16 episodes of just trying to figure out what is going to happen. She is working with other three guys, and all three of them are in love with her, and you don't even know which one is going to be the guy, because the owner of the store that she's working, he's the best character ever. He was like the real MVP of this story. I mean, he, at the end, he's like became the real hero. Well, I don't want to give away the ending, okay? But he's like Mad Max. You know, Mad Max walks away after saving everybody. That's what he did. Okay. Are you okay? Have you ever been eating ramen? I did. The first time I ate ramen was probably 2 years ago. I was at the hospital, and at the cafeteria they were selling ramen, and your blood pressure went up. No, I was just visiting. But you know, it was hospital ramen. Later in Florida Mall, they opened a store also of ramen, and that was like the first time. Oh my goodness, this is the first time I ever taste ramen. What about kimchi? Kimchi, yeah, I have tried it. Not so spicy. I don't like spicy food. Okay. You cannot go to Japan. We'll see about that. But anyway, moving on. Have you ever had that trouble that Eun had with the bathroom? Have you ever... Okay, let me rephrase the question. Go ahead. You know that Eun, spoiler alert, Eun has indigestive problem. Yeah. So, have you ever had that problem in a girlfriend house? Or, I don't know, you're visiting somebody. You know? That's not a subject that we should cover here. I believe you're going to be very entertained. Okay, let's change the subject. Okay, no, let's talk about the... No, wait. So, in the K-drama, he saw the girl everywhere. And wherever he walks, he will see the girl. That happens to you when you're in love? Probably in high school, but I don't remember, to be honest. So you don't see Celine everywhere. I am okay. I'm good enough to know where Celine is, who is Celine, and I can tell who she is. So yeah, no, I don't need to. I don't see her everywhere because, oh wow, Celine, I really hope you're taking notes here. All right, what about a father figure like Pollo? Have you ever seen Pollo? You know, in Puerto Rico, they used to play Pororo, the Little Penguin. I don't know here in the States, because I moved here like 8 years ago, but we should watch it and do a review. That would be nice. Yeah. It's very funny the way they implement Pororo in this K-drama. Absolutely, yeah. What about favorite episodes? Favorite episodes, I really like episode 10 when he goes to the movie theater. Eun, she has a date with the store manager, and she still goes over there in a motorcycle and rescue her, and it was just funny and heartwarming and beautiful. And one of my favorite episodes is 10 and 16, actually, when we get to see the real hero. Spoiler alert. 16 episode 16 was very good. I really like the ending. It's just a great way to wrap up things, and those 16 episodes of only 45 minutes, I believe, they were very, very well made.
Yeah.
And actually, Viki, the app, has a 9 out of 10. So that's wonderful. What about My Drama List? You always talk about My Drama List. I believe not too many people are checking My Drama List. My Drama List has 7.4. So wait, you don't like what My Drama List says, and you're going with Viki? Yeah. Okay, that's very interesting. So, do you want to move on? I have no idea what I... You interrupted me, and I don't even know what I was talking about the K-drama. But if people are still watching, it means that they like it. Anyway, it's a great show, full of heartwarming moments, the laughs, and you're going to be sharing from one guy and the other. And I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you believe the better man won?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying the truth. Okay.
And both men were very handsome. Okay. None of them, I don't know if one was better than the other. I mean, the older one has his own store and all that stuff. The youngest one, who is the main character, she said, he may have some money, but I believe his father cuts him out.
Yeah.
But again, she heard the bells. I mean, they were always saying in the K-drama, oh, whenever I hear the bells, I'm going to know that this is the guy. And she didn't hear the bells with the ramen shop owner. And she did. So that was so, you know how many times I heard bells and that's not the girl. But anyway, very nice. I really like how he changed from this arrogant guy who believes he's the center of the universe to a very humble and even learned how to cook just for his girl, for everyone. That was really something.
What about the secondary characters? The teacher, the other teacher, and the other teacher, the dean teacher.
They were a nice couple. I really enjoyed that. I don't know if you've seen this movie.
No.
I haven't even said it. I haven't seen it. I know what you're going to say. Love Actually. There is a scene in Love Actually almost at the end that one of the guys confesses love to a married woman. And I guess they copy that way. In a way they did. And it was very nice the way he did it. And he did actually get the girl at the end. Still, he wasn't the best guy. All right, guys. So let's see Puro. Let's see whatever. Bye.